Today's daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're on Kuf Lamed Gimel. On the fourth line from the top, Amar Mar. Basar. It says in the Torah, Basar, right? Which means, by talking about the Basar of the Arla. Afal pi she yesham baheres, even though you have Tsaras there, Yimol, you can still do in Bris Mila. Divir Rabbi Yoshua. That's what Rabbi Yoshua just said. Halamali Kra. Why do we need a pasuk for that? Dover she'eno mischavenhu. What's the issue? The issue is you're going to be taking off Tsaras. You're not allowed to do that. But if Tsaras is on the Mila, then you are allowed to do it. So the pasuk says you can do it. Why do we need a pasuk for that? Dover she'eno mischavenhu. The dover she'eno mischaven is mutter. A dover she'eno mischaven we hold according to Rabbi Shimon is mutter. It's a dover she'eno mischaven. We'll get to that in a second. Before we get to that, the Rishonim ask, it's not a Dovah Shem Eschavin. It's a Dovah Shem Eschavin. You intended to take off that part. What do you mean Dovah Shem Eschavin? You know what that's called? It's a Malacha Shem Tzmicha L'Gufa. That's what it is. You're doing it for a different reason. Don't tell me it's a Dovah Shem Eschavin. It's a Dovah Shem Eschavin. It's a Dovah Shem Eschavin. What's not Eschavin? The intended result. In other words, I don't care that said Tsaras is coming off. That doesn't bother. I don't care. What do I care about? I want to do a Bris Mila. So that's called up Melach Hashem Tzmicha L'Gufa. You don't care what the result is. Right? I want to take the mace outside. Why? Because I don't want it inside. That's not the intended reason. Right? The intended reason for carrying was to bring the items from here to there. The intended reason for taking off Tsaras is you don't want to walk around with Tsaras. That's not my issue here. My issue is I want a Bris Mila. That's not a Dovah Shem Eschavin. It is Dovah Shem Eschavin. Through and through. Okay? So the Rashba says, well, it says in the Torah, Hishamar B'negat Saras. It says Hishamar B'negat Saras. It doesn't say Hishamar B'negat Saras not to cut it off. That's not what it says. It says Hishamar B'negat Saras. Be careful about Tsaras, which we interpret to mean don't cut it off. So the Rashba says that even if you don't cut it off, even if you're cutting it off and you don't want it to cut off, it's still a problem. It's a whole complicated issue why the Gemara says Dovah Shem Eschavin. Not so clear why. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, you're right. Lo nitzrucha el Rabbi Yehuda. This whole Gemara was written just for Rabbi Yehuda. Dama who said, Dovah Shem Eschavin Aser. You're right. Rava Amar, wait a minute. It's a funny thing to say. The Torah wrote something only according to one Shita. That's unusual. Rabbi says, no. I feel the same Reb Shimon. You can even say it's Reb Shimon. Mod the Reb Shimon, but psik resha velo yamus. It's a psik resha. What do you mean I don't want the Taras? I don't care about the Taras. So what math is going to happen? Vabaya lesle hai svara. What, Abaya doesn't hold from psik resha? Vabaya v'rava amitarvayu. Mod the Reb Shimon, psik resha velo yamus. Abaya even agrees. So the answer is Abaya, first of all, when Abaya was younger, learning in yeshiva, he didn't agree. He held, that Reb Shimon held, that even a psik resha is mutter. Until he bumped into Rava, and Rava convinced him, no, that can't be the halacha. So Abaya changed his mind. So, basar, desharme, me Rava, svara. Yeah, after Rava convinced him, he held like that. But originally he didn't hold like that. So this Gemara here is originally, Abaya held, even a psik resha. Even a psik resha is no issue. Right? Even a psik resha Rav would hold its mutter. Reb Shimon would hold its mutter, says Abaya. So why did the Torah say you can cut off a tzaras? Because it's the pasuk said so. The pasuk told me I could do it. Otherwise I wouldn't have known you could do it. Okay. Ikat demasli la d'Abaya v'Rav aha. Others have this issue with Abaya Rav on some total other random issue. It says like this. It says, Hishama b'negat tzaras. You can't cut off any tzaras. Lishmar ma'od v'lasos. To be very careful, right? Lasos yata ose. You're not allowed to cut it off. You're not allowed to cut it off directly. What about indirectly? What does that mean? You have a tzaras on your shoulder. So what will you do? You'll take your shoulder bag, you put it over your shoulder, you go to work, and it'll come off by itself. Can I do that? Well, the Torah said I can't take off tzaras. Says Abaya. Aval osa es osa siv ata osa siv agabe graglo. You can put some shoe on some issue on your foot, and the tzaras will come off. Ubemoch agabe ksefo. You can put something on your shoulder, and therefore the tzaras will come off. V'yamav rav, and if it comes off, it comes off. You didn't do anything wrong. Right? I'm going to work. Every morning I put the bag on my shoulder. Now the tzaras on my shoulder, I'm still going to put the bag there. If the tzaras comes off, no harm, no foul. Says Rashi, Imar v'avra, ha-beharas. The beharas is going to come off. The tzaras is going to come off. B'hach avra, b'kach. Ha-beharas, b'kach avra. V'nechoshishla, doesn't bother me. Lachi k'ziv lasos, shemut lasos malachlev. You could do your regular job. Go to work every day, like you're supposed to. It comes off? It comes off.
Is no one concerned about the word ma'at? The word ma'od, that suggests...
I hear. We're going to change our minds. We're going to change our minds. This is what Abaye originally held. Right? Ah, one second. Valamali kra. Why read a pasuk? Of course you could do that. Davashena mischavin who? For davashena mischavin is mutter. For davashena mischavin. I'm going to work. What do you want from me with the tzaras? I put the bag on my shoulder every day. The tzaras comes off, it's not my problem. So Amar Abaye... You're right. This whole Torah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Davashena Mitzchavin is Aser. Damar Davashena Mitzchavin Aser. That's the only reason why we need this. For Rav Amar, no. Afilu Tema Rab Shimon. It can even be Rab Shimon. Umode Rab Shimon B'Psik Reisha V'lo Yamos. And of course Rab Shimon would agree to P'Psik Reisha. Of course it's P'Psik Reisha. Right? Rabbi Alessa L'Hai Svara. Doesn't Rabbi agree with this? That Abaye holds Psik Reisha also? Everyone holds him Psik Reisha? You can't put your shoulder bag on your shoulder. It's a Psik Reisha. The answer is, Basar Deshame Me Rav Savar. After Rav said it, then Abaye agreed with him. Abaye originally held that Dov Hashem is Chavin's Mutter, according to Rav Shimon, and so is the Psik Reisha, it's also Mutter. It's also Mutter. Some psik reishas are stronger than others. That's true. Yes. Yeah, but is it inevitable right now? Is it inevitable right this second? In an hour? Next time? What does inevitable mean? Has to be mamish inevitable? I understand.
Oh, that's the part with the chicken. If you cut its head off, it carries on jumping around the courtyard for a few minutes. So why not now?
Why? No, use the example of schlepping something in the dirt. That's much more. You don't, you know, if you schlep it back and forth 20 times, then for sure it's going to happen. If you schlep it once, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
Now, by the way, sometimes a psik reisha, is a fascinating topic. You can have a psik reisha where it's called, for example, you're allowed to walk by a sensor and then the sensor's going to go on and make the light go on? No, you're not allowed to do that. It's a psik reisha. By walking by, the light goes on. What if you don't know if the sensor's even on? If the sensor's on. You don't know. So the guy sometimes puts it on, sometimes not. You don't know. Can you walk by?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because you know
it may be up. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix. It's called a suffix psik reisha. It's a suffix if the whole mechanism is turned on. If it's turned on, light will go on. And if not, not. And you don't know. To your neighbors. So it's a suffix psik reisha. What's the story with that? I don't know what it goes by, so I think it's machlokas.
No, take it to the next extension. If you walk by people's houses here, some people, not whether the thing is activated, some people have sensors, some people don't.
Right, you don't know.
You don't know who
right.
has a sensor and who doesn't.
So if you...
You're allowed to walk down the block and
so,
here.
So if you don't know, that's a davar she'eino mischavein. I'm doing a mutter act, which may or may not result in an usher act. Maybe some light's going to go, some random... Once it goes on, now you know for next time.
One second. Why? So your case is also Dovah Shein Mischavin. Because you want to walk by the house, but you have no interest in the light going on, so it's also Dovah Shein Mischavin.
That's what some say. It's Dovah Shein Mischavin now. What do you mean? You have no interest in numbers. It's a secret. It's automatically going to go on. But you don't know if it's activated.
Right.
Right? So what about some random block? I never was on this block before. I'm taking a walk. Can I walk down this block? I don't know. Maybe That's a Davar Shenu Mitzchaved. Maybe it'll, yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe no.
They're both Davar Shenu Mitzchaved.
No, the other one, you know for sure it's going to go on. Just don't know if you activated it.
Well, no, the other one, you know. Right, but it's the same thing.
So then it's the same thing you're saying.
It's the same thing. If you don't know if the thing is activated, it's the same thing as not knowing if there's one there at all.
Fair enough. Now, the Abaya limited Reb Shimon, but Abaya before he changed his mind. According to Reb Shimon, and he held even a psikrasis mutter, then why can't you cut off the brismila? Hi basar my ovidle. Because of the word basar, I don't need that pasuk. I can do it anyway. But because of the halacha, I can do it. The basar said you could do it. I can do it anyway. You only need basar if you're holding out to cut it off. Because it's a davar shenu mitzchaved, psik resha, whatever you want to call it. But Abaye held, well, that's mutter, before he changed his mind. So what did he do with the word basar? Amr of Amram, ba'omer lakot bahartohu mitzchaved. He's an adult. He's not a little boy. He's not 8 days old. He's an adult. He's a balchuva. And he has tzaras there. And he tells the mayel, cut off that tzaras. So now, Rashi addresses your point, Yossi. Rashi says, in the Rashi of Ba'omer Lakotz, Gadol, Shehu Bar Onshin. He's regularly 25 years old. Ba'omer Lamahul, Lakotz Baharaso, Bekavana Litaher. It's Kavana, he's telling him to go do it. What do you mean, Davar Shenu Mitzchaved, Psik Reishis, Mutter? It's Bekavana, he's telling him to go do it. It's a Davar Shenu Mitzchaved. I don't want to walk around with him with Saras. And the 8 day baby's 8 days old, nobody, the baby doesn't say anything. So we just do it. But now he's an adult. And if he's an adult, he's out of one of the Saras. Okay? And what does the Torah say? That's mutter. I, Kavana, I don't care. The Mila overrides the getting rid of the Saras. Tinach Gadol. Good, you have a gadol. How many people get a brismila when they're old? It happens. It's not so usual. Katan Michael and Neymar. What about a katan? Right? He can't have no kavana. So the Gemara says, Amarav Jarshia Omer Aviha Ben Lakotz Bahares. The Benohu comes chavin. No, the father says it for the son. The father says, hey, I want to get rid of that tzaras. How many 8 year old baby gets tzaras? It must be I spoke Lashon Hara. He didn't speak any Lashon Hara of the baby. Must be it's a punishment, right? Must be something like that. Get rid of it. The point is, we're not going to a Kohen. That's what's going to be the key. We're avoiding the Kohen. We're doing everything we can not to go to a Kohen. That's what we're doing. Taking the law into our own hands. Supposed to show it to a Kohen, going to get locked up. Not doing any of that. Just take it off.
You don't care about the
Kavanah of the Mohel? Oh, that's Gemara's next question. V'iyaka acher, li'evet acher. Let someone else take it off. Let someone else who doesn't know the Kavanah. Why bother with this? The Amar of Shimon ben Lachish, kol makom shatamotzi asei v'lo sasei. Whenever you have an asei and a lo sasei, the asei is brismila, the lo sasei is, don't cut off tzaras. Imati achol shnei, l'kayim shnei mutav. If you can do both, good. And if not, let that say come and cut off the lows and stop the lows, say. Right? Here I can accomplish both. How can I accomplish both? What? How can I accomplish both? Let someone else do it. Who doesn't have any kavana? And the answer is, there is nobody else. Dileka acher, there's nobody else. Okay. Amar Mar, Yantav Ein Adocha Ela Bizmana Bilvad. Menahani Mili. How do you know?
I just have one question.
Yeah.
All this back and forth with six ratios, Rav Hashem is out on a Saras. That's, we had these, we showed that you compared Saras to Shabbos. If it wasn't, we can't just apply Rav Hashem is out on six ratios for other.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah, for sure.
The other things in the Torah, yeah. No problem. Even though Shabbos,
the Shatnas, right? Can you try on Shatnas? In the store. Well, it's a sick reishi getting hana. But I don't intend for it, Hana. I just want to try it on.
That's the reason? Or is it Roy?
No, it's not the reason. What if you know if it... No, the reason isn't Roy. The reason is because it's the Psik Resha. So we would say, Dov Shein Meschavin. It's a Psik Resha. So the answer is not really, because you don't really get Hana for 5 minutes. That's what they say. But if it's very cold, it's always a Shilas. Anyway, but the point is it does apply to other things. No? Okay, could be I'm wrong.
The issue of shatness is
Inyanim. Right.
You try something on, there's no nachma. That's the heter. Which is why some svarim don't try on things that may have, because...
They're more machmer.
It has to do with svek sveka and hana.
Interesting. Okay. So it has to do with hana. So the answer, but what if you wore it for 3 hours? To try it on for 3 hours?
Then maybe you wouldn't get
it. It's a psik resha.
But then, who says you're allowed to do that?
You're not allowed to. I don't have kavana. So what? What about if they have kavana?
So if you're doing a bris and in the process removing saras, would the moil make a bracha?
I think yes. So later in the week, we're going to get to the last mishnah of the perek, and the gemara says, so what bracha do you make when you make a bismillah? What bracha do you make out of bismillah? And one of the Achorim says, at the end of the whole sugya, now the Gemara asks, what bracha you make on Brismila? Right, all the way at the end. You have to wait for the answer next week. Manahani Mili, how do you know that Yontif now, where more Malachas are mutter on Yontif, you can't do a Brismila unless it's Bismana on Yontif? How do you know that? There's like four answers. Amar Chizkiah, Fechentana, Debe Chizkiah, Amar Kra, Lososinu Menarad Boker. If you leave over the carbon Pesach till the next morning, that's a problem. Don't do that. And if you did it, you have to burn it. When do you burn it? So you wake up in the morning on the 15th of Nisan, it's the first day of Yontif. You burn it then? No. You burn it the next day, Chol HaMoed. How do you know? Because it says, Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boker. And the word Ad Boker is extra, right? Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boker, it says it twice. Lo sasiru menu ad boker, v'hanosu menu ad boker, b'esh tisrofu. Why say it twice? Ad boker. Shein tam alomer ad boker, ma tam alomer ad boker, ba'akos alitin l'boker shein alis refaso. It's for the second day. The ad boker means wait for the second morning, right? What do you see from here? Rashi tells us. Alma, what do you see? I'm in the big Rashi at the end of it. Midi dechol, lo avdina b'yantif. Weekday things you can't do on yantif. Can do that. Pesach carbon yudalad nisan hu shuchol. Listen to what Rashi says. When you shechted the carbon Pesach, it was weekday. It was Erev Yontif. It was a weekday. It was chol. Umila shalo bezmana, and a mila at the wrong time, nami midei dechol hu. It's also a chol. The Shabbos and the second Yontif, zu lohay yizmana. This is not the zman. The zman was last month. What happened? The baby was sick, whatever it is. So it's Shlob is man, he can't be Doche Yontif. It's a very, very strange drasha. Basically, the drasha is, you can't do it because you said so. Abaya Omar, another pshat. Omar Kura, it says, Olas Shabbos Peshabbato. The Ol of Shabbos on its Shabbos. V'lo Olas Chol B'Shabbos. You can't bring a weekday Ol on Shabbos. V'lo Olas Chol B'Yontif. And you can't bring a weekday ola on Yontif. And so too, you can't do a weekday brismila on Yontif. Number three, Rav Amar Kort says, Hu levado yasa lachem. Hu v'lo machshirin. It, no preparations. Levado, v'lo mila shalo bezmana. Only that can be done on Shabbos. What? A mila bezmana, or Yontif. Not shalo bezmana. The isya mikal v'chomer. Could we have a kal v'chomer from Tzaras? Tzaras, which is doche, the avoda, mila shalo bezmana, is doche that, right? So yontif, which you can't do avoda yontif. So certainly the mila shalo bezmana will be doche that also. That's why we have a pasuk. Okay. Number four, Rav Ashi Omar, says Shabbason, asehu. Shabbason is an aseh, which means you have to rest on yontif. It's a positive command on yontif to stay and not to do work. You sit around and don't do work. It's an asei. V'havi le yontif asei v'los asei. So Yontif is an asay and also a los asay. You know, I'll do work on Yontif. The ain asay docha los asay is a los asay vasay. And the asay of Mila can't be docha both.
Can you do this on Holomoid with this Lord Kozmano?
Shalobismano? I think yes. I think yes. My brother-in-law had a bris mila on Chalamot Zukis, but that was bismana. But I think the answer is yes.
What was the question?
If you can have a bris mila shalob bismana on Chalamot, I think yes. The issue is a malacha.
Right, but
so Chalamot.
You can't do a malacha on Chalamot, which isn't necessary for the day.
So this is necessary.
You could do it.
I don't know. I think the answer is yes. I'm not 100% sure, but I think yes. Okay, next. Klal on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, anything you could have done beforehand is not Docha Shabbos. Right? You could have done the beforehand. Now the Mila Bismana, I couldn't do that beforehand. I can't. Making the knife, I can do that beforehand. So Amr of Yudam Arav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Anything you can do beforehand, you do beforehand.
You must do.
You must do. And if you don't do it, you can't do it. Utna nami gabi Pesach ki Gavna. Lord, the same thing about the Korban Pesach. Kal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kal Malacha Hashef Shal Atos Me'er Shabbos. Ein Adoch Es HaShabbos. Now, Shechita for the Korban Pesach. Let's say the Korban Pesach. Let's say Er Pesach on Shabbos. So I got to shech the Korban Pesach. I can't do that any other time. Shechita She'i Ef Shal Atos Me'er Shabbos. Doch Es HaShabbos. Shechita, which I cannot do any other time, I can do it on Shabbos. From Rehudim Arav, Halacha Kirby Akiva. We paskin like Kirby Akiva. That what? That when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you have to do the Shechit on Shabbos. What about everything else? Right? And we don't say it, we said it already. Taking off the hide. You don't have to do that now on Shabbos. Wait till Matzah Shabbos. If Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos in the times of the Gemara, times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Seder didn't start till very late. Because Matzah Shabbos, they would now start preparing the Korban Pesach. Right? Taking off the hide, all those things. So that you can't do on Shabbos. You do it on Matzah Shabbos. That's not Ma'akiv. Only the Shechit is Ma'akiv. So Tosfos asks, we have a rule that we never paskin on things that don't apply Bizman Azeh. It's called Hilchas Ol L'Mashicha. Hilchas of Mashiach comes. Why are you telling me this now? Right? The third Tosfos. Hacha Lo Parich. We don't ask. Hilchas Ol L'Mashicha. Who needs this? This is not for now. Mishum denafkamina gabi mila, denafkamina is by mila. Mil does apply bisman azeh, right? That's what we said. Halachas Rabbi Akiva, that was necessary. Afal gafta gabi mila nami pasik hachi, even though we already paskin mayilu halachas Rabbi Akiva, mikol makom la alume piska de mila pasik nami gabi pesach. You know why we said again by pesach? To strengthen the mila. I don't want anyone to think that we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that machshire mila is doach Shabbos. Don't ever think that. As a matter of fact, we hold like Rabbi Akiva by Pesach also. We always hold like Rabbi Akiva. We never hold like Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't apply, but is it? Yeah, but I want to strengthen. I want to show how machmir we are, how machmir we are, this halacha. I'm even going to tell you things don't even apply. Bisman is it. Don't even apply. I'm going to tell you anyway, you should know we hold like Rabbi Akiva. You cannot do machshire mila on Shabbos. No, absolutely not. Gavi Pesach. Aga, right, that's right. Here is rather, he says, Shepasak habaruhu l'chol davar. I want this to be clear to everybody. I want to be crystal clear about this halacha. How do you be crystal clear? He holds like, we hold like him by there, we hold like him by there. Even that, not even halacha l'maisa. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We still hold like that. That's why he says it here.
Can
you
never say that throughout
Shas? Usually not. Now, Tzricha. I needed to say, now the Gemara said, I needed to say it twice. Diyash mi'inan, right, Tosas gave a practical reason, but the Gemara, what's the real reason? There's no kares. Do it tomorrow. So do the bila tomorrow. Karban Pesach, what do you mean do it tomorrow? Tomorrow says I can't do it tomorrow. Make a kares. Avol Pesach, take a kares, aim a lichu Shabbos. But on Pesach, where there's a kares if you don't do it today, so maybe I could say, well, let's be docha Shabbos. V'iyashmin and gabi Pesach, and I only would have said about Pesach, mishum de lo lichu sole yugimu brisos. There were not 13 brisos about Shabbos. Aval mila the nichrusu aleh yud gimel brisos, but on Shabbos is 13 brisos. Eim olidchu Shabbos. Maybe it would be doch Shabbos. Tzricha, it's not doch Shabbos. Okay.
The
You're not allowed to. We did that already. That's a separate issue. Probably can't do that either. Why are you doing that? What's the heck to do that?
How can you do the milah without the baby?
Then don't do the milah.
Yeah. Usually the wall comes to the house.
If there's no Eruv, that's right. My son had a bris milah on Shabbos. The mall came on Friday. He brought his bag. He left it there. We didn't look at it. Didn't open it Friday night and look at what's in there. We left it there. On Shabbos he came.
Okay.
Right? There are people that will hire a guy. There are people that will hire a guy. No, to bring the baby to the shul. Next. Osin kol tzarchei milah b'Shabbos. You can do anything you need to do for the bris milah on Shabbos. Molin, which is the milah itself. Purin, which is priya, which is some kind of pulling back on the, I don't know exactly what it is. Motzitzin, mitzitza, everybody knows what that is. Vinos tenele aspalanis, you can put on a bandage. The kamun, and kamun is spices, to heal the wound. Vimlo shachak me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't grind the spices before Shabbos, if you didn't do that, you forgot. Loes b'shinav v'nosein. Now you do it with a shinui. You grind them in an unusual way with your teeth. That's a funny way of grinding them. That's what you do. You can't grind them directly. The baby is a sakana, right? So the Rambam says this is only before the milah. Before the milah, you realize, oh, I don't have any medicine. I better grind stuff now. It's before the milah. So what am I going to do now? Not do the milah?
Shabbos.
So the answer is, grind them now b'shinu. Tell you the Rabbanan, makom milah, they allowed it. V'im lo taref yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos. If you didn't mix the wine and the oil in Erev Shabbos for the baby, yitzin osin zeba atzmo v'zeba atzmo. Put them in individually. Again, a shinu. V'ein osin l'chalak l'chadchila. You're not allowed to make a chalak, some kind of band-aid. You can't fashion a band-aid on Shabbos. However, avokorech aleha smartut. So you don't have a band-aid, use some rag in the house and cover the milah and protect the milah. Im lo hiskin me'erev Shabbos, let's say you didn't prepare for Erev Shabbos. Korech aletzbo, so wrap it around your finger, umevia, and you can carry it afilu l'chatzer acheres, even from another place. Rashi says something which makes no sense. Rashi says, last Rashi on the page, derech malbush, like you're wearing it. Like you're wearing a band-aid on your finger, which you could do, then you're going to bring it from the other house to where the baby is. Lishanoso, to change miderech hatzah b'chol, from the way you do hatzah during the week.
Is your
Shabbos
key on your...
No, so the Rashi says it doesn't make any sense, because if you're wearing it regular, what do you mean shinui? What does it mean? What does Rashi mean? He contradicted himself. He said derech malbush, which means a regular thing. People wear band-aids. Then he says, l'shanoso miderech chol, to make it different. What does that mean? He leaves the Pitzarachian. I don't know what Rashi means. What does Rashi mean? The Mishnah said, wear it on your finger, so that way it's an excuse, like a key in a belt. Right? Really, the buckle is really the key. That's fine.
No, that's not the way to carry it. Right, that's it, right. That's not the way of carrying. It's a way of wearing, it's not the way of carrying.
If it's not the way of carrying, then it's not a normal way of carrying, then it's not a device of carrying.
Exactly.
So then what does it mean, derech malbush? What does that mean?
If you wear it as a derech malbush, that's not the normal way. If you want to carry a band-aid tomorrow, you just take the band-aid and carry it in your hand.
Yeah.
If you want to carry the band-aid in a shinui, wear it as a band-aid and carry it.
I hear.
Well, nowadays, you can wear it for the face mask.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it says the Gemara Michti, Katani Kulu, right? It says you can do anything. You can do Mila, Priya, Metzitza, everything you can do. So, Kol Tzarchei Mila, Suyimai. What does it mean? All things for Mila, what's left? So Gemara says, La Suha Tana Rabbanon. It's to teach you the following. Ready for this? This is a famous Gemara. Famous Gemara because of Hanukkah. What does that do with Hanukkah? Here we go. Hamal. If someone does the bris milah, what does Rashi say? One word. B'Shabbos. If you're doing it on Shabbos, calls manchu osik b'milah, as long as you're busy with doing the bris milah, Chose, you go back. Bein ala tzitzin ha-ma'akvin es hamila, whether the tzitzin, some flesh, is ma'akiv, or bein ala tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es hamila. And even if it's not ma'akiv. Piresh. But if you stopped, you went to take a break, and have a coffee, you come back and finish the bris mila, ala tzitzin ha-ma'akvin es hamila chose. If it's tzitzin that ha-ma'akiv, you got to finish. Ala tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es hamila, ain't a chose. If it's not ma'akiv, then don't go back. That's it. Do it Sunday. As long as you, right, like Rashi. Rashi says, I'll she'en ma'akvin einu chozer. Davi ka'aschal b'fnei atzma. It's like a new thing now. You took a coffee break, now you're starting over from fresh. V'al elu lo nitin l'chal l'chal. You can be l'chal Shabbos now. D'hainu diktoni kol tzarche mila. That's what it means, kol tzarche mila. V'afilu tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. Even if the tzitzin are not ma'akiv, chozer le, and you can still do it, kol zman she'en lo pirish, as long as it didn't stop. Once you stop, now it's a new thing, you can't do it if it's not ma'akev. Now, mantana pirish ain't a chozer. Who said this? Amar rabba rabba chana, amar b'yochanan, rabbi Yishmael b'nosh rabbi Yochanan b'brokehi. It's him. Titania, arba asr shechaliyos b'shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, mafshit ha-pesach ha-rechozer, you can take off the hide till you reach the breast, divi rabbi Yishmael b'nosh rabbi Yochanan b'brokehi, v'chacham omrim mafshit in eskulo. They say you can do the whole thing. So too with the bris mila. Once you remove your hand, the meal is over, and you no longer go back until after Shabbos. Nimai, what are you comparing? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yishmael b'nosh rabbi Yochanan b'brokehi. Over there, when it comes to taking off the hide from the animal, mishum delo b'inan zekeli vandeu. There's no issue of noi hider mitzvah. There's no such thing. Get the hide off the animal. What kind of hider mitzvah is there by an animal? No such thing. Therefore, wait till after Shabbos. Avol hacha, but over here, over where? By the bris mila, the ba'inan zek keli vandeyu, there's an issue of doing it the right way. People don't want to buy some moil no one recommends. You want to get a good moil. You want to do a good bris mila. Right? Hachanami. Right? It does apply to everything. It does apply to everything. Taking off the hide? What's the issue of the getting a better animal would be Zek Haley Van Veil. So they all know what they're doing, but it's Shabbos. So over here, in a Hanami, you should be able to do it, even if you removed you, even if you stopped for a minute. So continue going. Right? Titania. So before we stop over here, now, in Rashi's world, this whole Gemara is about Hilchos Shabbos. The whole Gemara is Hilcha Shabbos. Right? What do you do if you start? The Rambam brings down this halacha. He brings down Hilchas Bris Mila. Hilchas Bris Mila. And he doesn't mention anything about Shabbos. According to the Rambam, this is during the week. If you did a Bris Mila, Hamal, if you did a Bris Mila, Rashi said B'Shabbos. The Rambam says during the week. You do Bris Mila during the week. What's the story? You go back on the tzitzin that ma'akev, but if they're not ma'akev, you don't have to go back. What was the bottom line? Zekeli vanveyu. So the Shagas Aryeh and the Brisker Rav, they developed this idea that the Rambam held that hider mitzvah only applies when you're doing the mitzvah. So if you take a coffee break, and then you come back, you're no longer doing the mitzvah. So why bother? Why bother? That's why the Rambam held that Zekeli, that when it comes to Hanukkah, only one person lights all the Hanukkah candles. That's the Rambam held. We don't all like that. Why? Because it's Hidur Mitzvah. So once I stop, what are you lighting more candles for? To Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, what are you doing? I stopped. Now you have no mitzvah now. The mitzvah's over. That's why the Rambam held that the Baal Bais has to light everyone's menorah. We don't all like that. That's the Rambam held that way. The Baal Bais lights everyone's menorah. Why? Because that Keli Van Veil. When you're in the middle of a mitzvah, keep on going. Hid your mitzvah, do whatever you want. Once you stop, now the boy's going to light? What's he lighting for? Hid your mitzvah? The mitzvah's over. You can't have hid your mitzvah on a non-mitzvah. And all that comes from this Gemara. Interesting.
If we didn't know like that, we'd have a problem with blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We just spread it out over the...
No, but each one's a mitzvah. It's not hid your mitzvah. That's not hid your mitzvah.
I thought the act of
It's not hider. No, it's to cover your bases. It's a different story. It's not hider. Mechanic is hider mitzvah. Mahajan, you're mahajan. I met a mahajan. Hider. Titania. Zekei levan veyu. Says Zekei levan veyu. Hesna lefanav mitzvahs. Make mitzvahs beautiful. Asil of a soka noah. Lolov noah. Shofar noah. Tzitzis noah. What's tzitzis noah? Good, nice strings or a nice beged? Machlokas. Sefer Torah noah. The kosev bo lishmo, and write it lishmo. What does that have to do with anything? We're talking about hider mitzvah. By the way, the halacha. You have to write it sefer Torah lishmo, right? Okay. Bidiyona, use good ink. Bikolmasna, use a good quill. Even though, when I look at a Torah, I don't know what kind of quill the guy used. I have no idea. It's still important to do it with a good quill. It's still hider mitzvah, even though nobody even sees that. That's a very, very machmer shita of hider mitzvah. No one even sees. No one knows. You pull out a sefer Torah. I have no idea what the guy used. It's 20 years old.
You know who sees?
Yeah, the sofer sees. The balkor sees. Yeah. Right. But the point is even though the oil doesn't even see.
Right.
It doesn't say beautiful ksav. That's not what it says. It doesn't say beautiful ksav noah. Get a good ksav. That's not what it says. It's you mean hider mitzvah? Yeah.
No.
Balablor uman.
Right, it doesn't say that if you don't go to shul, there's no Indian to take
out
a beautiful
wool, that's
who sees.
Right. The answer is for you, exactly.
Balabla, Uman, Vikarcho. And Tefillin, you don't see them at all.
That's right. That's exactly the point. But Tefillin's not on this list. Which is interesting. It's not on the list. Balabla, Uman, use a good sofer. Vikarcho, Bishirai, Nan, use good string to tie the thing. Abashal, Omer, another part. Vanvehu, which means, Have Domelo. Mahu chanun verachum, af ata chanun verachum. Just like Hashem is chanun verachum, you emulate him. You also be chanun verachum. Why is it backwards? You would say rachum v'chanun. Why is it backwards? I don't know. Why is it backwards? Now, I should tell you, we're not going to finish today, this is the only place in Shas where this line appears. Mahu af ata. Just like you, just like Hashem, so to you. Right? Look at the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam writes something so amazing. He puts it down lahalacha. He's talking about the mitzvah of being davok to Hashem. How you davok to Hashem? V'halachta b'dracha, I'm sorry. Go in the ways of God. What does it mean go in the ways of God? What does that mean? Well, Hashem clothes the poor. You should do that too. Well, chesed things, says the Rambam. Kach lamdu b'pirush mitzvah zeh. This is the explanation of this mitzvah. Mahu nikra chanun, af atam mehoye chanun. Just like Hashem is a chanun, you should be a chanun. Mahu nikra rachum, af atahu rachum. Hashem is a rachum, you also be a rachum. Mahu nikra. Okay, that's the same thing as the Gemara. The Rambam throws one more in. Mahu nikra kadosh, af atahu kadosh. Just like Hashem is a kadosh, you also be a kadosh. Right? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Rambam throws it in. Amazing how the Rambam did that. One little tiny little change changes everything. Right? As it happens to be, there's a Gemara that says, there's a Medrash that says kadoshim tiyu, and what do you mean? I can't be like Hashem. Can't be holy. You can't be. So what does the Rambam mean over here? You should be a kadosh. There's a measure that says you can't be a kadosh. The answer is obvious. You can be a kadosh to a point. Right? Hashem doesn't eat at all. You have to eat. So in that regard, you can't be like Hashem. You can't be like that. You can't. You're a physical person. In your physical nature, you can elevate yourself and become a kadosh. Like Hashem, that's impossible. That's what the measure means. Can you work on yourself? Of course you can work on yourself. You try to be like Hashem. Chanun, Rachum. And of course, the Rambam sticks in Kadosh, which is such an amazing addition. Okay, next. El Amar Vashi, Haimani, Rabbi Yossi. So he's going to quote Rabbi Yossi. Titnan, Bein Shener Ba'alil, Bein Shener Ba'alil, Mechal and Levis HaShabbos. Whether you saw the moon clearly or not, you give me Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Im Ner Ba'alil, El Mechal and Levis HaShabbos. If it was clear, why do you mean Mechal Shabbos to go run and be Kiddush Levana? To be Kiddush HaChodesh? Why? Everyone saw the moon. It's clear as day, clear as night. Everyone saw. So you have no right to be Mechal Shabbos, right? So too with a Mila. Even though it's a Hiddur, that is to go back on the tzitzin that I'm a akvin, right? But since you don't need it, you can't be machal Shabbos for it. Mimai, dilma ad kan lo kamer, ad kan lo kamer hasam, the little Shabbos lidchos. What do you mean? You can't be machal Shabbos for this. There's no head to be machal Shabbos for kiddush hachodesh. Avol hacha nidna Shabbos lidchos. Here you can be machal Shabbos for brismila. So hachanami. So maybe you can go back on the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. Elam Ronardoi, Rabbanam Pligaled Rabbi Yossi, it's another machlokas. Tetnan, Arba Kahanam Nichnasu, four Kahanam went into the Kodesh every week to change the lechem upon him. 12 breads there. Shnayim Biyadam, Shnei Besedarin, Ushnayim Biyadam, Shnei Bezichim. Four Kahanam. Two had six loaves each, one held one of the spoons of Lavona, and the other one held the other spoon of Lavona. That's four. Arba Makdim Lefneyan, there were four already in there. Shnayim Litol Beshnei Sedarim, Shnayim Litol Shnei Bezichin. There were four people in there. Two to take off the two loaves, and two to take off the two Bezichin. So they're going to make the switch on Shabbos. Ham Nechnasin Omdim B'Tzafon, they stood in the north, Upneim L'Darim, V'Amotzin, Omdim B'Darim, Upneim L'Tzafon. Fine. The point is, Elu Moshchin V'Elu Menichin. As they would slide off the old, they would slide on the new. There was never a split second where there wasn't bread there. Right? Always can't have a second one's out there. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Yossi, it has to be a split second. No, he took them off. He never for 10 seconds. He didn't put the new ones back on. That's also okay. But the chacham said that's not okay. There can't be a split second when there's not tamid, right? So too over here. Once I take my hand off the mila, it's not. I can't go back, and therefore I have to wait till after Shabbos, right? Even though this has nothing necessarily to do with hider mitzvah to do with that, it's a different halacha of tamid. All right, so we'll stop here. A little behind. It's not so hard gemara now. It's not hard gemara. We'll catch up for sure. Tomorrow's not hard gemara at all. Tomorrow's a lot of agadat, I think. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Have a good chance.